It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Things have not been going great for Carnival Cruises. This week, a cruise ship docked in California. It was carrying hundreds of passengers and crew sick with an extremely contagious gastrointestinal illness caused by tainted food. It's the kind of story that can have cruisers jumping ship on their Carnival cruise plans. So how does the company deal with what we'll call a marketing challenge? Why, a social media contest, of course. Nova Sappho reports.
When I explained Carnival's plans to Mitch Joel, president of digital marketing firm Twist Image, he had this reaction.
I would think it's not only risky, but I don't even understand why they would engage in this.
Joel says companies that run online campaigns need to know the answers to some crucial questions ahead of time.
Do people really, really care and really want to help us? Or are they going to turn this into a parody and a joke and make matters a whole lot worse for us?
There are times that you can do it if there is strong brand affinity.
That's Don Stanley. He's an online marketing consultant and professor at the University of Wisconsin. He says the internet is littered with online campaigns gone awry.
The biggest mistake I see companies make is they think through the potential benefits of the campaign, but they don't plan for potential problems.
Like the Twitter hashtag McD stories that McDonald's tried out a couple of years ago. It backfired, and the company shut it down within hours. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Speaking of marketing challenges, you probably heard that ride-sharing app Uber is playing defense again this week after a senior vice president of business at a private dinner suggested the company could use information about journalists to get revenge for bad press. Those comments, of course, got out and blew up. But heads will apparently not roll. CEO Travis Kalanick responded to the controversy with a long list of tweets yesterday. He said he would not fire the senior VP and that people should be allowed to learn from their mistakes. Brian Krebs is a guy we talk to from time to time, often because the cybersecurity expert and investigative reporter is breaking stories, like the massive Target data breach from just about a year ago that impacted tens of millions of customers around the country. Well, Brian has a new book out called Spam Nation. It's about organized crime online and how a global web of illegitimate drug manufacturers, spam companies that sell those drugs, and hackers have built a huge economy around pharmaceutical drugs. One of the most interesting aspects of the book, though, is the glimpses we get into the black market of cybercrime and the people who drive it. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that. Brian Krebs, thanks so much for talking with me.
Oh, it's great to be here.
You talk about this website from the early aughts called the Carter Planet.
Right.
You talk about how it's kind of the model for a lot of spammer websites that come after it. Can you describe this a little more to me?
Sure, absolutely. So this is where people from various specialties and interests share information about how to, say, create a botnet or hack into a website or whatever.
Is recruitment going on here too?
Oh, absolutely. And there are all kinds of partnerships being made. It's almost like an Ocean's 11 type thing. You know, hey, I need a guy who knows how to do this. And
right.
And, you know, you get enough guys together and you got yourself a hacking team. They're also about helping the scammers keep from getting scammed, because who are they going to complain to if they get ripped off? And so they have certain things on these forums, like they'll run their own escrow services. So
wow.
If you want to pay for a service or a product or something, some criminal service somebody's selling, you can put money in escrow with the site as long as you're happy with the transaction. Then, you know, the money's released. If you're not, then it isn't.
That's like huge infrastructure all built around this black market stuff.
It absolutely is. And the way you gain standing on these forums is determined by people giving you feedback and points. So if you're especially helpful in sharing tutorials on how to do things or helping people out,
right,
people will give you mod you up.
If their CV of crime is larger and their rating is good.
Absolutely. And some of these forums, they don't want to let you in as a member unless you can list different projects that you worked on and really get other members to vouch for your skill levels.
One of the characters in your book is Igor Vizhnevsky.
Oh, he's a character, yeah.
he's this young guy. He falls into spamming kind of. He starts working for, I think it's like an air conditioning
thing.
And his boss wants more business. So his boss says, figure out how to spam. Send some spam for me.
And he gets on the forums and starts learning about how to do it.
In a way, this story I found super sad because he has this talent, right?
Right.
And look at this giant marketplace that is all about doing things that we don't want people doing.
Sort of at the end of the book, he starts complaining that he can't keep talented coders on his team because they all need 24/7 support on call. And he's like, I can't keep these guys. They get picked up by legitimate companies in Russia. And I suppose this is a positive development, right? I mean, it used to be there was no pipeline for these guys. They had high math and science and technology skills and there just weren't the high-paying jobs. And I think that's starting to change.
So you're optimistic.
I am optimistic, but almost all of these guys, without exception, they had day jobs. So I guess if their day jobs start paying more, then maybe they'll do that full time.
Brian Krebs is the author of Spam Nation, the inside story of organized cybercrime from global epidemic to your front door. Brian, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And before we go today, I wanted to let you know I wrote a story about the cost of privacy for a special section of the New York Times. Comes out today. It's called A Guide to Buying Just About Anything. The story looks at some of the companies that promise to help you clean up your data online. It also has the creator of Pretty Good Privacy, cryptologist Phil Zimmerman, comparing information on the internet to nuclear fallout. Check it out. Let me know what you think. We'll post a link to the piece when it's up at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.